What?
How mental is Bob Mortimer?
How mental is Bob Mortimer? Well, it's what the interesting question is, what type of mental is Bob Mortimer? If you think about it, most of our great double acts are a heady mix of autistic and ADHD. Right? Vic Reeves is autistic. And Bob Mortimer is ADHD. He's a bridge to us, the audience. And most great double acts fall into that. Noel Gallagher, autistic. Liam Gallagher, ADHD. My little girl's primary school, Harrogate Hill, are having a joke day at school tomorrow. She asked, if I'm going to see a comedian, do you think he could give me a joke to tell? Hi. Hello.
I was coming to see.
So they've got a joke day in school?
Do you want to do it Harrogate Hill tomorrow?
Okay, so, two fish in a tank. One says to the other, how do you drive this thing? Or, what do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? Same middle name. Or, what's the difference between a lentil and a chickpea? Well, I wouldn't pay £500 to have a lentil on me. That last one might take a bit more explaining. Jimmy, you're one of my 70 things in my 70th year. We came to see Jason Donovan on Tuesday. Can you do a better bum wiggle than him? Who's 70? Who's doing 70 things on their 70th? Hi. Well, I hope you're enjoying your 70th year. What's your name?
Olga.
What, sorry?
Olga.
Fucking hell. I mean, you've absolutely nailed the old woman name. I imagine that was not great when you were in your early 20s. Oh, what's your name? Olga. You've fucking grown into it, haven't you? Hello, my name's Olga. It's great to have you. I'm thrilled you came out. In terms of the bum wiggle of Jason Donovan, I wouldn't dare compete. Stop it, you. What else have you done for your 70 things, Olga? Is the last on the list walk towards the light? And done. Well, it's great to have you here. I appreciate it. Happy birthday to you. Happy 70th year. Wonderful. All right, what else have we got?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. If I'm in the middle of a joke, this is probably just good. We'll have a little time out. If I'm in the middle of a joke, shut the fuck up. At the end of one, or in the bit that's clearly for heckles, fucking get involved. We love it. I don't want to dissuade you, but not halfway fucking through something. You dumb cunts. But then later, yes. Fucking liking Darlington, by the way. There are many towns and cities around this fine nation where you could course a couple of fellas dumb cunts and they would take umbrage. Here, both fellas went, oh. That's a fucking town I like. Ah! What, sorry?
I'm a fat cunt.
You're a fat cunt. I empathise. I mean, not easy for you as a man, I would imagine. When was the last time you saw your dick, sir? 2021, fucking hell. Imagine it's something of a mangina now.
Oh.
Yeah. How old are you? Sorry, I didn't get your name. I'll just refer to you as the fat cunt. How old are you, sir? What, sorry?
54.
Whoa. Not long now, eh? I'll say this about fat cunts, you never see an old one. Christ. What if they cremate him? You'd be able to see the fucking mushroom cloud from London. You're a full retard. What a way to find out. I pay you 20 quid to a love. It's like a fucking character Vic and Bob would dream up. Yeah. What's my, what, people with cerebral palsy? No, I've got no problem with it.
I am neither.
Okay. Well, good, we're agreed. Yeah. I mean, I'm very happy to make jokes about it, but then I view jokes as the great equal, I mean, equal opportunities offender. I like to cover everything. Christ, why did we put the fat cunt up there? Is that not a safety thing? If he decides to end it all, and we're all quietly hoping, it's going to fucking take out 15 people down here. Watching a fucking whale explode.
Signature.
Your signature. My signature.
Yours, yeah.
Yeah, but you're just saying the words, your signature. I don't really know what to do with that. Go on. Could you pop that in a sentence for us? Where do you get my signature?
Yes.
Tax office.
What, sorry? The tax office, very rarely. Yes, but under considerable duress. Go on, what did you say? You were saying, how do you get my signature?
Countdown.
Countdown. This is what happens, right? Think about it though, right? Just think about it for a second, right? We don't have lunatic asylums anymore, right? There's no fucking lunatic asylum. There's no more nut houses, mental institutes. They don't exist anymore in this country. Do you think we ran out of nutters? No, we fucking didn't. They're just out and about now, roaming fucking free. Do the TV.
Like Jimmy, I bought your book.
Yeah, but you can't read. Worst DVD ever had. Full of instructions. Go on, you bought my book.
Bought your book. Is it signed by you?
Is it what? Is it signed by me? Yeah. Yeah, I sign all the ones we do at shows. It's my absolute pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. It's sort of an advice book as well for life. And all I would say to you is move more, eat less. It's that, yeah. And when I say move more, I mean fuck off. You are, but it doesn't have to be that way. Walk it off, motherfucker.
What's the most fucked up statistic you had on 8 out of 10 cats?
The most fucked up statistic? Yes. If you want fucked up statistics, I could recommend a book to you, my friend. There's a book called Everybody Lies. It's one of the great books of the last 5 years. It's about big data. So everyone has a God. Everyone has a confessor that they tell their deepest, darkest secrets to, and that confessor is called Google. No one's bullshitting Google, no one is bullshitting Pornhub, and it's all the stats from that. It is fucking wild. Check it out. Sometimes there's book recommendations.
Do you ever tell kids shitty dad jokes? Yeah. Of course. Like what? Then fucking shitty dad jokes. They wouldn't be appropriate in this environment. I'm not sure whether you'd get a kick out of the jokes that we do at home, but it's not this stuff generally. There's less stuff about kids being raped in parks. And I think that's probably... I probably called that right. Do Countdown? I can't believe you watch Countdown, my friend. I imagine letters and numbers are just shapes to you, aren't they? I like that one. It's squiggly. It's an eight. To the zoo. I think it's quite near the end of the show, but I think I'm going to kick you out. Because it's very near the end, but just as a point of principle, I think maybe we should. What do we think? Yeah. It might take security too long to get up there. It might not be worth the... I'll tell you what, just... Well, no, but if you think about it, but most people would have to walk down the stairs. We can just roll that cunt out. Can't we? I mean, how tough could it be? And if anything happens, eh. Shush. I'm glad you've come. I'm glad you've had a nice night. But you have been talking a lot. Shush. You've not added value in the way that you think you've added value. Okay, this isn't. It's not like the. I'm not like the manager of Greg's. I'm fucking happy to see you. Imagine the guy that runs his local Greg's is fucking rolling in a fucking Bugatti. I took some severely mentally handicapped. What happened? What, sorry?
Security.
Security? I think leave it now. It's fucking near the end. Could you shut the fuck... Security, stay up there. If he says another word, fuck him out. But if he's good, fucking leave it. I think that seems fair.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.